Hey crew, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season, where our wings always win. World famous since 1983, with over 14 sauces and rubs to choose. Or try one of our football specials, like 10 buffalo shrimp or 3 tenders, both served with fries for a special price. Wash it down with a Big Daddy mug of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will be giving away signed Bucks footballs. Hooters, official partner of the Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for more details.
We told you it isn't getting cute if it gets you a victory in the playoffs. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Recording this, let me turn off my phone for you. And we're good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Congrats if you got this far in your fantasy playoffs. It is week 16. We are recording this on December 16th at 10 o'clock a.m. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their support of my podcast universe. Heads and Tails, visit theheadsandtails.com for gift ideas. If you live in the greater Tampa Bay area and know a sports fan of one of the teams in that area that you want to buy licensed apparel for in terms of a unique gift, and of course, originalhooters.com, which is the website destination for location information and easy online ordering for the Hooters restaurants in the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm not feeling 100%, so perhaps this is a good thing. This may be a little shorter than you would expect based on my condition, which is questionable. Hope to give you another one later in the week. But in a review of week 15 and something that I annually talk about and have for 10 years on this podcast, and it has served me well, and I hope it serves you well. It's the one major area where I go up against one of the faces of Mount Rushmore of fantasy football, Matthew Berry, who will say this time of year, you don't get cute and bench your big names. And I say that's wrong. If you have enough to go on, and you have a better option, and the data and your gut say do it, you do it. Because there's no room for error this time of year. You're either fighting to get in the playoffs, or now you are in the playoffs. And there are probably some decisions you made last week that may have ended your fantasy season. I know we had some in my leagues that I commissioned, some very good owners were betrayed by big names. Just one in particular, who's been loaded at running back all year with Taylor, Gibbs, and Cook. Guess which is the one he didn't use? And in our league, you can only use two running backs. He didn't use Cook. And that cost him, and he's out. He is not in the final this week. Of note, in our 12-team league in the Battle of the Network Stars, it's Zach Morris versus Captain James Tiberius Kirk. Zach Morris, represented by a Todd Wright Tour player who has never won any of my fantasy leagues. Captain Kirk, represented by a Todd Wright Tour captain who is defending champion of the league and would claim an unprecedented third fantasy title. Speaking of unprecedented third fantasy titles in the foundation, the former managing partner of the original Leroy Selman's restaurant, where we used to do the drafts, watch Super Bowls, he won the first two Jimmy McGinty trophies, none since. We are now in our 11th year of the foundation. He's been great all year. He has one more win he needs for an unprecedented third title against longtime Channel 10 sports and news anchor and someone I work with on Spectrum Sports, Dave Wirth, who now works in golf operations for the Innisbrook Resort. Dave has never won a Jimmy McGinty trophy. Those are our finalists. We end our league this week. I've talked about why we end in week 16. Yeah, I think you're going to see why when we do some podcasts for week 17, and I will not do any podcast with information relevant to week 18 because flat out you should know better. So let's just highlight the cute plays last week that would have worked out for you, and maybe one of these did work out for you. The QB one for the week, the overall one for the week, was Trevor Lawrence against the Jets. He accounted for 6 touchdowns. I have him in my scoring settings at 42.1 points. He was available in 37% of Yahoo leagues, let alone a bigger number that didn't start him. I'm just going to tell you the percentage to simply pick somebody up and play them in your playoffs. Trevor Lawrence, overall number one fantasy player, available last week in 37% of leagues. Kyle Pitts was overall number two. Welcome to the NFL, Kyle. Just in time for your second contract, whether it's in Atlanta or somewhere else. Wide receiver / tight end one. 34.6 points in my scoring settings. Available in 17% of leagues. Then we do get into some big names that were worthy of being started. James Cook, ETN, Amon-Ra, Travion Henderson, despite worries about how big the workload was going to be, busted off some big plays. Was starting Bo Nix cute based on how Bo, for much of the year, has not been a QB1 and his numbers have been right? Not much of a ceiling since really the Giants game in week 7. Bottoming out against Vegas in week 10. Yeah, Bo Nix in my scoring settings put up over 27 fantasy points. He was QB2 to Trevor Lawrence. Even available in 7% of Yahoo leagues, I would imagine he was sitting on some benches in week 15. Trey McBride was and continues to be a strong play with Jacoby Brissett. Kirk Cousins was QB3. Always torches the Bucks, available in 92% of leagues. That would have been a nice way for you to start your playoff week on Thursday night with Kirk Cousins getting, in my scoring settings, 24.43 points. Brock Purdy. Now, he started in both of my leagues for someone. That was a smart play. Finished his QB4, 24.23 points in my scoring settings. Was available in 17% of Yahoo leagues last week, just sitting on the bench. Then comes Jared Goff, then Josh Allen, big names, J.J. McCarthy. We also told you last week about quarterback options that were out there. J.J. McCarthy, available in 64% of Yahoo leagues last week. By game time, 21.83 points, put up QB1 numbers against the Dallas Cowboys. Put up slightly more than Jalen Hurts, who did give you a good game if you stuck with Jalen Hurts. Tyrone Tracy was one of the top running backs at 21.7, available in 15% of leagues. C.J. Stroud was available in 52% of leagues, put up QB1 numbers. In one of my leagues, someone, and I believe we talked about it last week, chose not to play DeAndre Swift. Bad move. Even though the matchup wasn't great against Cleveland, DeAndre Swift put up a big number and was one of the top running backs for the week, even just ahead of Kyren Williams, Josh Jacobs, and Bijan Robinson. Tight end-wise, Parkinson for the Rams, available in 95% of leagues, put up 19.5 points in my scoring settings. Let's see if we can find one more that stands out. Sure, DJ Moore. Would playing DJ Moore against Cleveland have been considered cute? Probably, considering DJ Moore this season in my scoring settings hadn't put up double-digit points more than twice. And in week 14, had a negative Yeah, he put up 18.9. And the Bears win over the Browns. Darren Waller in garbage time may have pushed you through. Available in 63% of leagues. DJ Moore, sitting on a lot of benches, I would imagine, was available in 19% of leagues. So there's just a few examples of where going into it, heck, Jalen Naylor as a wide receiver, available in 98% of leagues. Would Matthew Berry have considered it cute to start Jalen Naylor instead of Justin Jefferson? Well, Naylor put up 16.5 points and was available in 98% of leagues. Justin Jefferson did what he's been doing all year. Even in a good game for J.J. McCarthy, 2.2 points in my scoring settings. Baker Mayfield's production was up a bit, but there were a lot of better quarterbacks out there, as we've already discussed, including the consistent Jacoby Brissett, still sitting there as we speak, available in 39% of leagues. Why? Considering what he's done, even in losses, which is the game script you want, why is Jacoby Brissett continue to be available in almost 40% of Yahoo leagues? So here were the guys, here were the names that didn't put up the points you expected and may have cost you in the playoffs. And I get, in some of these cases, you wouldn't bench them. I'm not saying you had to bench them, but they didn't perform. So if you had an instinct to play somebody else, or as I already gave the example, we had an owner in one of my leagues, loaded at running back, but he can only play two. We don't flex running backs. He didn't play Cook. He played Gibbs, 5.8 points, and Taylor, which wasn't much better. Would sitting Bucky Irving had been cute? 7.1 points in my scoring settings. Would sitting Dak have been cute? Only 10 points. Way off from other quarterbacks who put up double or more. Yeah, I was telling someone who was a Bucs fan recently, Trevor Lawrence with Liam Cohen just accounted for 6 touchdowns in one game. That's more touchdowns than Baker has accounted the last 4. Rashee Rice put up 5.1 points. And it's not like Kelsey benefited. He only put up 7. Devontae Smith. Yeah, well, I know he's been down because A.J. Brown's been good. And Jalen Hurts had a good game. Devontae Smith, 5 points in my scoring settings. It's cold in Pittsburgh. You know they're going to stay on the ground. Yes, they did. Well, yeah, but they did it with tight ends running the ball, not Jalen Warren, 4.8. No Charger running back was worth playing. So going against the Chargers are always going to run the ball and, you know, Hampton's back, Vidal's back, but you can at least play one of them. No, it was not cute to consider sitting either of them. Ashton Jeanty, well, the Raiders don't have anything else. 4.2 points in Kenny Pickett's start as the Raiders play out the string. Brock Bowers, not much better, 2.8. George Pickens, oh, he'll bounce back. He's taking accountability. Nope. After his 3.7 on Thursday Night Football against the Lions, 3.3 in the loss to the Vikings. Sitting him would not have been cute. It would have been effective. Joe Burrow, 4 points for the guy who openly admitted going into the game, football is not very fun these days. I'm telling you, he's going to be a Ram. Jalen Waddle, 2.6 on Thursday Night Football. Couldn't even benefit in garbage time. It was Darren Waller instead. Tet McMillan in Carolina's against the Saints, 2.5. We mentioned Justin Jefferson. Tyler Warren. Oh, of course Phillip Rivers is going to lean on him. No. 1.9 in my scoring settings. Kenneth Walker. Yeah, this was a start that hurt one of my players badly. 1.9 points on a good Seattle team. Sitting Mark Andrews against the Bengals who don't cover tight ends. Yeah, that would be too cute. Yeah, Mark Andrews had 1.8 points. Quinshon Judkins 1.7 against the Bears with Shador under center. Judkins has cooled off recently. And Jake Ferguson for the Cowboys, 1.6. They're all your examples. It doesn't always work for the big established names in the playoffs. And many of you played them and wish you hadn't. And I just showed you all these other options that were out there. Some on waivers. One of them might have been sitting on your bench. You don't just blindly start the biggest names. You look at a lot of factors. I think matchups this year have meant more than in most years, but you look at a lot of other things. Going back to when you drafted players, you draft them for a reason. That sets your lineup for the first few weeks. After that, you have data. You have other players available. I'm big on waivers. We don't have FAB, so I make more waiver moves than just about anybody else in our league. And sometimes it bites me. I cut DeAndre Swift just before he started getting really good this year, and I could have used him later on. One of my regrets from the season. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. 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 Keep checking that Devontae Adams status. It's a tough fantasy week for a Thursday night game for Devontae Adams, who is the big red zone guy for the Rams. If he can't go, that raises the profile of Kyren Williams. And could Parkinson do more damage? 6 touchdowns in his last 6 appearances. 5 receptions, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns in the win against Detroit. A name we haven't talked about on the podcast all year. I'll also acknowledge tight ends have been more of a factor this year in fantasy football. There are more of them doing more good things. I think it's highlighted also by how many wide receivers got hurt in the first half of the season. And I think there's been a trickle down. More teams have thrown to tight ends because of other injuries. And you just saw it with Adams and his injury and what it meant for Parkinson. I told you I wasn't feeling well against the Lions. Let's wrap it up there. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Good luck this week. We'll try to give you another one before Sunday.